Martinez binnen Shiwe Isis Mukkotis Grill, Kidono Perka Kumet, Mishbakinis, Mishbuksibo, Saftok Sivetaino, Avo Biget Lekik Pede, that will safer with Yelo binum Biget, the safer because of Biget, Lisfiras Dvorim, Lisfiras Dvorim Hudos. But there is a Shiddish Hashem. There is a Shiddish Hashem. The Ramban mentions now Gemore, Yish. Mirabose Damre, that since get is safer because of the safer Christus, so mele it has to be written, the ACS have to be written properly. And if it's not Mukev Gvil, when one ace touches another essential part of an ace, if he doesn't touch an essential part of the ace, an additional superfluous part of us. So there is a simple way, you just erase that additional a piece of the leg of the other horse, and then it's mukevdil. But if it touches something that if you are to erase it, then you lose the horse. It will not have the essential tzura of the horse. So mele it's a chisson in horse. So since the Torah says it goes to the sefer chrisus, so mele if it's not mukevdil, it's not a sefer. It's not a sefer. So the Rambam mentioned, the Rabbi Miri mentions, so she, and the Magid Mishneh in Perek Dalet. As a matter of fact, the Shkonoch Paskens Lechumre. The Chumre, that he shouldn't be Mukevil, be Mokim Igune, so we are Mekil, but of course, Igune. When Mokim Igun, so we are Mekil.
An emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
this, we cannot, a get certainly has to be written so that it's mukevdil. But most Rishonim say that there is no such requirement by get. Piksuvas kaka, midereise leke yisure ashe yichtev, viikakea bidyeu vikheu, kiditman beferi kam lemakis, uchavshim mechaev afil kosa vikikea ashe yichtev es Hashem. Even though Kosvi Getal Esrano is kosher, you can write a get on Bosbacholov, let's say, or on Playa Kerem, on Ole, and so on. But so the Evet it is kosher, but it's also Lechatchile. Why is it also Lechatchile? Because if you write a get on it, you have Anoye from the Esranoi. After all, he wants to divorce his wife, so he derives a certain benefit. He divorces his wife. Some mele, it's also lechatchila to do it. But the Eved, he was either an Isar, yet Anoye from Isur Anoye, but the get is kosher. The get is kosher. So, Teisve says that it's also. Now, there's a whole discussion on that, whether it's also or not also.
Dalet.
Simon Kufra Dalet Sifalef, we had it before. Yes.
You're talking about Isra.
Whether it's Muta Lechatchile to write the get on Isra Noi. So Teisa says, even though the get is kosher, the Eved, so but it's also to do it. Because it's also, if you write the get on Klaya Keren, and a leaf of Klaya Keren, a leaf of all, you write the get. Or on the foot of all, you write a get. So then, or on Bosa Becholo, you write a get on Bosa meat that was cooked.
A piece of cheese.
I don't know what I mean. So you write a get on Bosa that was cooked together with milk. And you can write on that piece of Bosa. So then, it's kosher to get. But you're not allowed to do it because you have anoye from the Bosa Becholo.
And the other is Joey?
One second. Simon Kuf of Dalet Sifalet. גט שקוספל אשר ענו יקושה. So then the Chalkas Mechikik in Sif Aleph says, Bibach Kosav, the Avdi Yisid ignored the Kosval Asher Anoye Kosher, the Mashma Dafke the Eved, Vichayim Kosval Atesis Lehedye, the Osa Lichtiv Lechatchile, Dom Nisanu Vissur Anoye, Mikol Mokim Nira Liyika Vishor Lechatchile. The Nishavim Leonis Klaus, a Lichtiv Olof Get, ודבורפת מוי, מי איך נחלק על דברי התאיסוס ובדובר פושט כזה. So the Bach is חליק על תאיסוס. So he says, תאיסוס says בפרש, that even though כוסף גדול סורם הוא איס כושר, so it's kosher, but it's also to do it לחתחיל. It's also me the rice to do it לחתחיל. Because you don't, I'm not allowed to have an oil. If you go to get a piece of meat that was cooked with milk, and you ride the get, you're not, and you derive the benefit from it, from that piece of meat. You divorce your wife, you want to divorce her. So minayre, you have a moi. So Tesla says that it's also. So the Bach is chelik on Tesla. Why is the Bach chelik on Tesla? So some say because the Loshon HaRambam is mashma that he's chelik on Tesis, but the Chalkas Mechikik is chelik on that. He says there is no deal from Loshon HaRambam. Let's see the Loshon HaRambam. Dalat Mechaz Yerush Halacha Beis Vayitz Hal Hakel Keis Vines Haget Vafilu Al Asur Anoy. So Loshon HaRambam, you see the Loshon HaGemara is Kosav Get Al Asur Anoy Kosha. So you can say like Tesis, it means the Eved, but Chatchila not. But the Loshon HaRambam is Al Hakel Keis Vines Haget Vafilu Al Asur Anoy. So merely the Bach is Midayik that the Rambam is chelik on Tesis. Memele is machriya like the Rambam. So he says, the Chalkas Mechikik, Bibach kosav d'avdis b'gmore di kosval yisur anoyi kosha di mashma davke di eved v'chin kosval Tesis lehedye di osa lichtu lechatchile do misane b'yisur anoyi mikol makimira liyika di shor lechatchile di mischav nuhem isklal a lichtival of get. That's what the Bach says. Because he's not mischavim teranoi. Udvoroft mui meid, ich nechlak al dive teisves, pidova poshut koze, he says, without teisves saying it. We ourselves should say it. It's mistaba like that, he said, about poshut. That it's also, vichayim lecho anoi gdeilo mize, sheish et zolchov pidova shoso banoi, vigam mistake momi, dohoyo, צורך לכניסקלף לכתבו וגט. There are all kinds of benefits he derives. First of all, if he didn't buy it on Yisur HaNoye, he would have to buy a piece of parchment and would have to pay money. Now it's Yisur HaNoye, so he doesn't have to spend
money. He has this piece of meat.
Yeah. בליגור הזה משכת מסוכנס ביסקין של אבריזורד עושה. It's הלוכה that if it's also lechatchile to shech the behime with the sakin shel avrizore because he derives the benefit from this sakin shel avrizore. So here certainly vein lecho, and then something else vein lecho anu ikdeilo mize shenigarish isharo mi beisei u misrapi mitzorato. That's the biggest anoye, the biggest benefit that one could imagine.
Yes, yes.
He gets rid of a bad, a evil woman. Ve'af shemashmoyis loshnatur v'arambam. The case in Chatchile. So case finalisher noy. So that's not why he says. Heine misadisor aget im botor disore. Uchin shekosa forosh mishper kamedi shabes gabi potter und mutter. Die avdi osam klinifniver sit mirchel mikoma kimisadisor shabes im birchashisa und mutter. Die mischte says in shabes that if the oni, if the balabais, let's say, inside, the oni stretches out his hand inside. Outside, and then the balabais has, let's say, a dollar bill in his hand, and he stretches out his hand to outside of his rabbim, and he puts it, the dollar bill, in the hand of the oni. So then the balabais does the akir and anoche, and the oni is potter umuta, the Gemara says, potter umuta. Balabais is chayev hatos, and the oni is potter umuta because the oni doesn't do anything, he's just passive. So they say the kashir, why is it muta? He's evil if neither, the oni, because he helps the balabais be doing milacha Shabbos. So they say the teres, potter umuta mitzad isam loch. But mitzad lefniiver is doing an isa. So mele, there's a pshat in the Rambam, keisvi means lechatchile. As far as the dini gitna concerned, so it's lechatchile. But it's also midaraisa because of the isa anoy, of the sebashel, dibachalei vime, yenot laot ev anoy. So it's chile. Now, but the question is, how does the Bach say such a thing? He says, he's machriya like the Rambam when it's no hechach from the Rambam, and then without tesvis. But why isn't it annoying? So Rav David Kalina in the Pisk Yad David, so he says, because since there is a loche of mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, so the loche is that Hanoye that we have to do mitzvah ator, so that does not come within the Isur Hanoye, does not come, let's say, Shefa, let's say, Ruvein was mother Hanoye, that Shimon shouldn't have Hanoye from Ruvein. So let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, and Ruvein is a Baltkir, so Ruvein can blow the Shefa to be made to Shimon. But Shimon is not allowed to have anoye from Ruvein, and he has the sheifa from Ruvein, so he has anoye from Ruvein, because mitzvahs la'avan is nito. So whatever one does in course of the fulfillment of the mitzvahs ator, that's not us in Isra'anoye. That's not us in Isra'anoye. So he says here too, there is a nesed reise, ki yikach ishisho. Is there a chumash here? There's no chumash here. This chumash should always be on the table. Should be on every table. Chumash of Shteiro should be on every table in this Nerash. Including this day. Rav Herzog Zechen Uvrach. He once spoke Rav Herzog Zechen Uvrach in Yeshivas Rav Tzvachonon many years ago.
He's just there by Israel.
So he spoke in the auditorium. Then he had to mention the Pasuk in Tanakh. So he took out from his pocket, his back pocket, a whole Tanakh, a small Tanakh, and he read it. He says he always carries with him a small Tanakh because sometimes he has to quote a pasuk. So when you quote a Gemara, all right, make a taste. So if you don't remember it verbatim, so no problem. So you don't quote it verbatim, but when you mention the pasuk of the Torah, and according to many rishonim, even nevim k'sivim, there is a loch of kol psuket li paskin meisha li paskinon. So Mele, you're not allowed to Nisa to misquote the Pasuk. When you quote the Pasuk, you have to quote it verbatim. So sometimes you don't remember one word. So Yaiva Deisa. So that's the reason as to why he always carried with him his mach. So it's important. Never yeshiva, never bismedrash, never shul. There should be Hamisha Kum Shetero. And I would say, all right, you can't have the whole Tanakh because yeshiva's priest does not have enough money. But Hamisha Kum Shetero, there are many. So every table in bismedrash, and certainly in shul, every table there should be Hamisha Kum Shetero. Not that we should have to bring it in from bismedrash. So the Chinuch says that if somebody, not that it's a mitzvah, I say, now, the Gerash needs mentioned in a mitzvah. What does it mean? That it's a mitzvah to divorce one's wife? It's not a mitzvah to divorce one's wife? As a matter of fact, there is a Tshuva Sarashbo. Yeah. How is it that there is no Boroche and Girish? So the Rashba answers, there is no Boroche and Girish because most of the times when somebody divorces his wife, so even the Mizbeach is married in of Mois.
Are they not members?
The Gemara says it. The Gemara in Gittin says that. It's not a Mevrash. The Gemara in Gittin, Afu Mizbeach Merav Mois, what are there? Exceptions to, let's say, if Chas V'Sholem, it's Motzo Bo'Avas Dovo Mamesh, so then he's Mechuyev to divorce his wife. Mm-hmm. So how can Chachomim be Misakin a Broche? Because there is no Kima Mitzvah in giving a get to the wife. So because there is a nidnu tavere in a, usually there is a nidnu tavere in giving yet. So there is no birkas hamitzvahs. But the Chinuch says, while there is no kima mitzvah in divorcing wife, unless it mamish zin so matzah be'avas dava, but that's an unusual situation. But if somebody divorces his wife, he abandons her, and he refuses to give her a get, then he's mivatel, and esederais. Mimele, so David Kalina says, mimele, if somebody abandons his wife, he doesn't want to live with her, and he doesn't give, but he refuses to give a get, so mimele is kefene seyachete, makene seyachete tzinafshe, like lulevein in eitel. Lulevein in eitel, if somebody doesn't want to take a lulev, so Bezen forces him. Magnus is in Afshe. So Mele, it's a chiyuv deraisa to give a get to a wife that he doesn't want to live with her. He's mechuyuv deraisa. So Mele, just as we say, so David Kalina says, just there's the pshat in the Bach. Because just as we say, Amud Anoim Chavere, Tikei Aleit Kiyo Shal Mitzvah, so Mele, so we don't say it's an Isaranoye because Mitzvah's love is not new. Even though he derives a benefit, listen, he would be very miserable if he wouldn't be Mikhaim the Mitzvah of Sheifer. But he has to be Mikhaim it not because of his own and his own joy, because that's the right thing to do, not because he likes it, he enjoys it, because that's the right thing.
That's his duty.
So it's not shayach to say he's an annoyer. So here too, of course, it's the biggest annoy in the world to get rid of a nisharo. But even a nisharo, if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get, but you can't abandon her. Even if she's the most vicious woman in the world, if you abandon her and you don't give her a get, you are mevatlenes the reise, because of lo sefer krisus, v'nosem yodei v'shilcho mebeisei, but not v'shilcho mebeisei, without giving her a get. So mele, even though he has a big annoye, so mitzvahs lavlenes need. That's what Rabbi Kalman says. But the question is, there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rashba. The Ran shita is that mitzvahs lavlenis need to only say when there is no anois haguf. Let's say Shefer. So Ruvain's mother anoye, the children shouldn't have anoye for me. So then Ruvain is allowed to blow the Shefer Rosh Hashanah for him. But even though he has anoye, because that anoye is not anois haguf, it is anois mitzvah. But suppose there is anois haguf, suppose Ruvain has a mikveh in his house, a mayon in his house, and the asa, the anoye, the chimen shouldn't have anoye from his mayon. Suppose Shimon is stomach and he has to be teve. Let's say it's Bisman Beabais, when there is a mitzvah to be teve, or let's say it's a woman, let's say he has to be teveles l'nidoso, and the asa, the woman, you know, from his anoye. So she's not allowed, so the Ran says she wouldn't be allowed to be teveles in his mayon, because there she'll have anoyes aguf, let's say, because she'll enjoy it, she'll enjoy anoyes aguf. Yes, she'll cool off, yes, she'll cool off, the misachamo. So there we don't say that Mrs. Lavlan is nito, but the Rashbo is chelik. In other words, so the Rashbo's shiti is that even when there is anoyes aguf, but if it is done in the course of a fulfillment of a chiyuv, so it's a heter even to have anoyes haguf. So the shaila is what David Kalina says makes a lot of sense according to the Rashbo shiti, but according to the Ran shiti, that if somebody is muter anoye, he is not allowed to be tevil in the mayon of Ruvein, even though he's mekayim mitzvah of tefillah. The kind of mitzvah of tefillah, because he b'meis acham, because he has anois haguf. So here he also he gets rid of an ishoro and nisrap mitzarato. The answer is, even according to the Ran, where there is anois haguf, so we don't say misal nenit, no, only when there is anois haguf, when he enjoys the anoye by itself. Mashenkin here, what he enjoys, he has anoyes haguf from writing the get. He doesn't, that's only like mavriach hari, but it's not, in other words, he wards off, he precludes the possibility of many, many kinds of pain. Let's say she's an isha who gives him a black eye. So even then, it's not considered the get to be anoyes haguf.
Because the bracha,
what
is that? Why do you make the bracha?
What bracha?
Why doesn't he make the bracha a mitzvah? A mitzvah and make the get.
No, so hachomim morat musakin. Because in the usual case, it's a nidnut aveo. So mele, even in the exceptional case, where there is a mitzvah, suppose she committed adultery, then it's mamish mikayim a mitzvah. But even then it doesn't make a bracha. Because Chachomim were only misakin birkas a mitzvah, and a mitzvah where in the usual case there is a kima mitzvah. But if in the usual case there is no kima mitzvah, but only in exceptional situations there is a kima mitzvah, so even in that exceptional situation, the Chachomim were not misakin bracha either. But in this case, so true is mechuyev. But mitzvah, since he is mechuyev, so mitzvah lavlenis nito. And even though the Ran shiti is where there is anoyes haguf, we don't say that's only when in the course of the fulfillment of the mitzvah there is anoyes haguf. Let's say if he's tevil in the mayon of Ruvein, b'mei sachamo, so he refreshes, he cools off, he feels hot, so then it. So the anoyes haguf is imminent in the mitzvah. Mashenkin here, he gets rid of an ishoro. Suppose she's that kind of a vicious woman who gives him a black eye every day. But it's not imminent in the get itself, in the Kima Mitzvah, he does the mitzvah of writing the get, and from writing the get he doesn't get any enjoyment. He has pain when he writes the get too, but he has to do it in order to ward off all kinds of pain. That's not a noes haguf. The male we applied aloche, that's what Rabbi Kalina says. That's why we applied aloche of mitzvahs lav lehenesli. That's how he explains the Bach's sheet. Okay, now, that will be enough for today. Now, I don't know, tomorrow I'm going to New York and neither I'll be back. Bezos Hashem. You know that the Chof HaMed Beis. Boy Yoram Vacham. Boy Yoram Vacham. Hoyo Morzokin Bitavlo Shihi Shalom. Viget Kosovo Leo. Varei Yeitzo Metachas Yodei. Ma. Now, the Lohi is that in order to be Mugareshes, so he has to write the get on the paper belonging to the Baal. Then, when he gives her the get, he's makne the getter. He's makne the getter. There's the pashtus, according to the ksais, he cannot be Mugaresher if he writes the get on paper that belongs to somebody else. But certainly, if the paper belongs to somebody other than the Baal, then it's a chisson, because of inosa. So suppose it was Murzek that a certain tablet belongs to the Yish. So we say chazoke mashiyad odom shishale. Morekam, even though the Eides only know that a month ago the woman had title to that tablet. Let's say it's a golden tablet. And they know, they testify that they saw how the woman bought the golden tablet in his store. So they know. So it's Cheskas Morekam. So the halacha is, if we know that a certain person was the original owner, Morekame, even though they don't know whether he's still the owner, so that's it. There is a presumption that the ownership continued until it is proven that he terminated because he gave it away to somebody. Now here, there is a cheskas morekame that the tavle belongs to the woman. Now she has possession of it, but the get is written on it. So the question is, maybe since the get is written on it, and Eidim are signed and so on, now because the Abai is only Shayach, if there are no Eidim Isira who testify in Bezdin, because if there are Eidim Isira who testify in Bezdin, then there is no Shaila whatsoever. So let the Eidim Isira say, do they know that she was making the tablet to the Baal, and then the Baal told the Sefer and the Baal told the Sefer to write I get this, so then there is no question. But in other words, there is no Eidim Isira, but there are Eidechsime. So since the Eidechsime, maybe we should say the fact that Eidim signed it, that means they knew that everything is proper. The Eidim also know that a get cannot be written on the tablet of the Isha. So how is it they signed? Obviously, they knew that it was given to the Baal, and then the Baal told the Eidim to sign a get on it. He told the Sefer and the Eidim to write and to sign the get. So in other words, so there is the raya of chazoke kol mashiyorodom shishale. True, that from the point of view of the cheskas morekame, If we know that a month ago the Ishebol bought the golden tablet in the store, so we should say that ownership in the golden tablet continued in the Ishe. Continued Ishe. But we see here that Edim signed it. If Edim signed it, that means Edim wouldn't sign it if the Ishe would tell the Edim to sign it. Such a thing is highly, highly unlikely. So if the Edim signed it, that means the Baal told them. The Baal told them, so the Baal had possession of the tablet. But then the question is, true yet possession? Maybe the Ishe just gave it to him in order he should be able to write a get, but she didn't transfer title in it. It didn't translate. Or we say, you know, since the Ishe gave it to him in order to be divorced, so she also was maknim the tablet. So Mela, at the time of the Ksiven Nisine, who had title to the tablet? The Baal. And then he gave it to her, so he's Mekodeshes. Or maybe Ishel Yodlaknui. I mean, she has a Chaskas Kasra, she wouldn't do anything that is against the Deen, but Nisha might not know the Deen, that there is Axios Akoso of Ikosabin Osan, that it has to be written on the paper belonging to the Baal. That's the Shah. Boy, Romebach, Homer, Imozok, Tavishi, Shalom. Fiket kosufaleo vaisim tachasyodi mao mi amrin aknu yakni selei o idil mo ishe, so it was written ishe li yodl aknu, and the marshal was meichig the word ishe. Why was he meichig? We'll see, I mean, why he was meichig, but it's not really necessary to strike out the term ishe. It can be explained very well, I think, without striking out the term Ish. Now let's see the Rashi. So of course the fact that the Aredim were signed, so even without it, Misire appearing in Bezdin. So he say that Hakel is Behachshanase. Behachshanase. In other words, that Edim wouldn't sign it. Edim wouldn't sign it if the Ishe will tell them to sign it. But maybe the Baal told them to sign it, and the Baal had possession, but the Ishe, she gave it to him just for the purpose of writing a get on it without intending to give title in the tablet. So then the get is no good. But how is it that the Isha? Because she doesn't know, not that we are Chesha the Isha, that the Isha is no good, but because she doesn't know the Deen, maybe. There's the Shal. So he says, Omar Abaye Toshma, that's in Mishneh, yes. Afueid al-Farkotin Shoyo Bitzad Yerushalayim. Voyo Boizok Nechod, Voyo Malver Lechod Neyakfar. A certain Tane testified to the fact that there was a village near Yerushalayim, and there was an elderly gentleman in that village, and he was such a good person that he was rich, and he used to help out all the villagers. He used to lend them money, and the case b'chsav yodei, so v'achirim chesnim. And then he was rich, and the villagers were very poor. They had nothing. He had everything. He had karke, he had real estate and chattels, and of course he had parchment, paper. He had everything. But and the villagers were paupers, and still he was malve to the people, to all the villagers, money, and there was ishtar. There was ishtar. We'll soon see in thesis. But Pashta says means there was ishtar al voy. So on whose paper? After all, the villagers were poor people. They had nothing, and the only he accommodated them. He gave them money and everything. So mele the paper. To who owned the paper? So today there's no problem. Every pauper can have paper. But in those days it wasn't as simple as it is today, you know. So to have paper, so it was probably was parchment, not a paper. Parchment, you know, it involves. So a poor person didn't have any parchment. Didn't have any parchment. So who had title to the parchment on which the stories were written? The Zokin. But the Zokin was the Malve. And who has to execute the Shtar al Voye? That's how it appears from the Gemara. Tesis explains it differently. So the Levi has to execute the Shtar. So there is a Loche of Sefer Amikne. There's a cause of Sefer HaMakne. Sefer HaMakne is mentioned in Yirmiyeh, Perek Lamed. But I don't have it anach here, but I have a Chamish Roshei Teira. And that Perek Lamed happens to be the Haftor of Parsha Beha. Vo'ekach Sefer HaMikno as a chosum a mitzvah v'achukim v'sagot. And then again, for etein a sefer ha-mikno elbo b'nerio b'machzio le'ini chanam el deidi le'ini re'idi ma'keisvim b'sefer ha-mikno le'ini klayhudim ha-yeshim b'chatzar ha-mator v'atzavez bo le'ineim le'imer. Again, sefer ha-mikno is mentioned. Kei omar Hashem tzvoki yisrei kei Yisrael לוקח את הספורים האלה, ספר המקנו הזה, וסחוסום בספר הגולו הזה, ונסעתם בכלי חורס, למען ימדו יום רב. So how many times he said, again, כי כי אומר עד השם צבוק ישראל כי ישראל, או ידיקונו ווטים ויסוד יצאו חומם בארץ הזה, וספלל אל עד השם, אך ריסיתי את ספר המקנו, אל בור בן הריא לימר. How many times he המקנו mentioned this parable? Let's see. Once, two, three, four, five times. Now, I also say the way it is to be pronounced is Sefer HaMikne, but when we mention it, you know, in the course of learning, we are not midagdeik to say Sefer HaMikno, we say Sefer HaMakne. Well, that's not that one doesn't know, but that's the way it is repeated. But the way it is written in the Novi is Sefer HaMikno. But we say Sefer HaMakne, like the other expressions, you know, that we don't pronounce it correctly. It doesn't mean that when somebody says he doesn't know the pronunciation in the Novi, but that's the way. So there is a halacha of Sefer HaMakne. I suppose if every time I would say Sefer HaMikne, it would look ridiculous, because that's the way it is. Sefer HaMakne. So there is a Gzeras HaKosuv of Sefer HaMakne. Sefer HaMakne. So Memele, what does Sefer HaMakne mean? That the one, the who has to, it has to be written on the paper of the Makne, the Balal. Who is the Makne? Who is Mishnishtar Alvoye? Who is Mishabe the Nechosim? Who? The Malve is Mishabe Nechosim. The Malve gives the money to the Leve, but who is Makne? The Leve. So mainly it has to be written on his paper. And here, all the villagers were poor people, they are paupers. There was only one noble, elderly gentleman. He had everything. Some mele. So he had the parchment. He were titling all the parchment. And the people, the Levim, let's say there were about 100 Levim. So they didn't have title. So in all probability, it was written, all the Shtor Alvoye that were executed by the 100 villagers, so were written on the parchment in which the elderly gentleman had titled. So it's not, it's a chesaron sefer hamakom. So how could he be given from the chosim shibon? So afu eid alfa kotun sheyus ad Yerushalayim. Voy bozok neach voy mal do khob ne akfar bikis saf yode va khin khis u bo mai sot ye kha khom im bikhshru va mai bo bin o seifa seifa mikna velak but I mean I'll say it the way it's I'm sure that whenever somebody learns it afayom he doesn't say seifa mikna say seifa makne so I'll also say seifa makne va mai bo bin o seifa makne velak El lab mishlam rino naknuye maknu. So it's a raye that aknuye mak bikzenum dene. Omarove, it's a male here too. True, there's exhaust Kosovo vinosan that the get cannot be written on the paper, the parchment belonging to the isha. It has to be written on the paper, the parchment. Mr. Ksovsky is the shah of Shiva, Avelisana. And the Ramban says, yes, only thing that you don't do, and Avedas Medas, according to Ramban, you're not allowed to be maspit in Avedas Medas. But all the Avedas, according to the Ramban, so Avedas Medas, there is no Avedas. And the Shoknoch passes like the Ramban. But many times, I remember my father had such a shaila, person committed suicide. So my father passed and they have to observe Avedas because 99%, that's what my father said. And I'm sure that all the psychologists and the psychiatrists today will agree with my father. Yeah. So he says, a normal person does not commit suicide. Does not commit suicide. So in other words, so 99%, that's what my father said. My father was not a psychologist, but I'm sure that this is true according to all the psychologists. So he probably was temporarily insane. As my father says, you know, today they talk about temporary insanity. In those days, even the psychologists didn't talk about. But my father just became a hator. He realized that there is such a thing as temporary insanity. So then you ask, so how can there be a loche of Mavera Snodas? There is such a thing, but al pirov. When a person commits suicide, if there is no evidence to the contrary, so we have to presume it was shalom midas. And then something else, which Yatir mentioned, even the people who commit suicide, after the suicide, they try to prevent it. And I read in a book written by a psychologist, he mentioned many cases, I don't want to mention the names, so who committed suicide, and then it turned out that that person attempted suicide 10 times. But 10 times he attempted suicide and was always saved, you know. He deliberately, unconsciously, you know, he committed the suicide in such a way that he should be able to be saved. I mean, he wasn't even conscious. But this one time, the 11th time, he made a false chesh. So, in other words. And anyway, so as you said, after the suicide, if somebody takes, let's say, poison, so most of the time he takes the poison and then he calls up the psychiatrist and said, I took poison. I took an overdosage of pills. And then Then the psychiatrist calls the police, and then he's taken them. But sometimes the person makes a false judgment, you know, he miscalculates. So anyway.
So Shailas, are they allowed to be buried on the regular cemetery?
Yeah, regular cemetery. They got to be
no
big Aveira. A big Aveira.
Okay, that's
and you say it that's the psak of my father.
Okay. Good enough for me.
Okay,
thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Mr. Psaki.
Okay, thank you
I
very
didn't
much.
Know it was you.
Okay.
All here, Mrs. Baum tells me there is a certain person called me. All right. I mentioned the name, but it was not familiar. I thought maybe it's very important. So that person, I know who he is. He's a very educated person. So then he calls me, he says, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I have a very interesting question. So I said, interesting, but relevant too, or just interesting? He said, very relevant. So what's the question? The question is, suppose a Jewish astronaut climbs, ascends to the moon, is he mechuyef to mechadish the libane? So I said, interesting it is, but not relevant.
Okay.
I didn't know, you know, Bezalel. So Katavsky called Mr. Katavsky. I didn't feel that I had. Anyway. So, Rabbi Toshma, Fuid, Alpha, Cotton, Shavis, Satyash, Lion, Vibes of Mayachot, for your mother, hold me a quar, because if Sadiol, Achir, and Chase me, Ubo Meisle, Vichachomim, Vichcheru, ועמי ובינו סיפה מקנה ולהקה רש אפילו הידיעית who is the Tana Rabbi Yudah ben Bog מסר סדיאס חוק עשינו מספר המקנה ולהקה שהמקנה צורך לכתב סשתה so the מחור הלוך the מהוק רון אפקלום בפיר כמה דקדושן אלא אף שמה ממנו כמקנה לשפיר דומה ואף על גב דמידי תשאל נעיסין שיהיה כבן המקבל אצלי אומר רובר מי קושי He really means what kind of a raya is it? But he said kushe because the kushe you asked on the Mishnah. So it's no kasha on the Mishnah. Medil me zokin shana yodala knuye, zokin shana yodala knuye. Shu chochom be yoda, she nishtar alayim ki makne, li gamre vi goma daitil makne. Avul isho yode kulahay vi goma la knuye bidaitil bishel baalme. אלא מערוב ומאוכל אורב היה יצילה אחר חיסם שטורס גבי מחוסים נחירים אורב היה יצילה אחר חיסם שטורס שלח השני החתם השטר כוסף אורב כסף יודי ואני אורב he wrote with his handwriting he wrote ואני אורב but he wrote it after the star was written so then now Who executes the shtar? The mischayev, nasim das mischayev. So by shtar alvoye, who is the mischayev, the lady? And if there is a surety, a guarantor, so he's also a mischayev. But if, let's say, he would write b'ksav yodei, he would write b'ksav yodei before the chsimas ho'edim, So then, it's his dasa mischayev, ksav yodei, I mean. So, but... And after the sign was star, was signed, so that means the star took a... was executed already as a star it has a chalizdin star so then the orif will be ksav yodei so then it's not considered nasim dasa mischayev I mean anyway so it could be considered nasim dasa mischayev as a new star you see the original star was executed by the leve and then a new star even if it is after the signature, so a new shtar, suppose he would write b'ksav yodei on a separate piece of paper, so it would be a new shtar. And on the same paper, it could also be considered as a new shtar. But the question is this, since he wrote with his handwriting. After they had him signed, so at the time they had him signed, who had title in the paper? Who had title in the paper? So the labor had title in the paper. So that was all right in order to endow it with the legal effect of Ishtar Alvoye from the labor to the Malve. But now the Oref signed wrote with his handwriting. So then it had to become Ishtar Alvoye from the Orev to the Malve. What does an Orev mean? If the Leve doesn't pay, I'll pay you. So it's another Leve. So title in the paper had to be vested in the Orev. And since at the time of the signing, obviously title to the paper was vested in the Leve, so it's a chisong in Sefer HaMakne. From the point of view of the paper becoming Ishtar Alvoye from the Oref to the Malve. But it's a chisong in Sefer HaMakne. So we have to say, since the Oref knows that the Oref also knows the Aloch of Sefer HaMakne, so Mele, if he wrote Ksav Yodei, he probably made sure that the Leve, who had title to the paper at the time it was signed by the Eidim, transferred to him the paper. So it is Sefer HaMakne in regard to the Oref Sishaivis also. So the same way, and here it's there, you can say, an elderly gentleman, he was not ignorant, but here he's not a special person, just an ordinary person. So he's your Laknui, so why shouldn't we say the Nisha is your Laknui also? Omar Avashe Maikush Dilma Gavre Shan the other Aknu. I don't think that a feminist should resent this Gemara. It's not Chas V'Sholem because of an attitude of a negative attitude towards women, because a man is more knowledgeable in these. After all, neither a man nor a Zokin, an elderly gentleman, nor a woman is knowledgeable in Din HaTorah. But a Zokin and a man who is involved in business, so he knows the dinim of shtoris in the same way as everybody who is involved in business today knows the law of the country, I mean, the state of Illinois, because if he takes out a mortgage, even though he's not a lawyer, so he consults lawyers. So Meile Bisman Chazal, anybody was involved in business, and men were involved in business, women are not involved in business. So men is Yodol Aknui, but a woman is not Yodol. It's no raya that woman is Yodol Aknui. Omar Avashe Mai Kushe Yume Gavre Shani Yodol Aknui. El Omar Avashe Mehoch Ishe Kisevises Gita Vishki Sire Shevrei Shinki Magetel Vichesmo. So the Aloch is that the Nisha can write her own get. But if she writes her own get, usually, on whose paper does she write? She writes it on her paper, on her parchment. So how is it good? It's a chisong in Benosan. The answer is that the Nisha also knows. If she writes a get, she knows the basic requirements in a get. And she knows that it has to be written on the parchment belonging to the Baal. So Mimele, she made sure to give title in the parchment to the Baal. All right, now the Rashi. So can shani yodak nisho hachem yodashi nishta elim keim maknil ligamra ligamra daite makna velisho yodek kulahai ligamra lakni vedaite vishay vahomu lachachis historis lachem shiach mashtar. Because I'm going to say, I'm Jeder Mann nun noch aus mir Chere in Avaloyim in Schatte, gegen welche Starbe Eden lässt sich kolle Babrik in Uralpe, aber mit kolodem Name Makne, der Heistorik ist ein Chosam bei Ore, wach als Mann, vor ihr Mosel im Alve, weich misi Ore, was er mich stabt in Bei, wo bin und sif am Makne, ihr labt Akne Lei, Malve Lore, wie Chosam bohoda Masren Lei. Gisebes es gitu Makne, Baal, ביוהיבלין לייב איך גיזע שייב פרוין אקסוב שייב איז דער סיט איך גיזע שייב פ נאו דער סיט צו הו איז דע 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 מיסחיי פון דער סיט סאו דיש ביקוז דער סיט מינס דט לייק נחיל אין אדער ווייט יו דונט האב טו בי יו דונט טאל מי אני מור סאו שיז דע מיסחיי סאו איט האסט טו בי ריטן און דע פייפר. The parchment belongs to the Isha. Still, the husband can write the Sheva for the Isha. But then, it's not Sefer HaMakne. The answer is the Isha certainly, gave it away. But the Baal was Makne. The paper to the Ishe. Perishin to Yeshiva, and actually she put a makne to the Ishe. And that's the same thing as Alto, the Raya, be your day. All right, now, let's see the thesis. Ishe lo yod laknoi. Peyush. Bidova shum alzo. Bidova shum alzo. Bidova shum alzo. אלא בתיר השיר המשל כלי, אף אגב גם הוא נליל דדומי, כסיב הספר, דדמי, I'm sorry, אף אגב גם הוא נליל דדמי, כסיב הספר, the scrivener's fee, so הקטני לרבון מידו, so then, why do we have to resort to the fact that the Ishe intended to be Makne, even if the Ishe didn't intend to be Makne. But the Chachomim and the Beis Hefker doesn't have care. So they are misaking that even though the Ishe gives the scrivener's fee, so but she doesn't get title to the paper, but the Baal gets. So even without the Ishe intending to transfer title in the paper to the Baal. The Chachomim were makne the paper to the Baal on the basis of that Takon of the Chachomim. So, Pirik Dora Shemazel Vigam or Mikno Vidya Shalom Shod Adam Nilu Gam Xiva Seifa Akhna Rabon Mido Mikomo or Mikomo King Tabuli Daily Maknoi. The Takon is Chachomim that is based upon Hefka Bezen Hefka was only that in spite of the fact that the Isha gives the fee, and then the Aloha is somebody who pays for something. He gets title. So the Isha should get title to the paper, but the Baal gets title to the paper. If the paper didn't belong to the Isha before, but if the Isha is to get title in the paper as a result of the giving of the fee, so Midrash said the Isha should be entitled to get title to the paper. It should get title to the paper because she pays for the work and for the paper and for the materials and everything. Here, Takonis Chachomim was that when the Ishe gives the fee to the Sefer, so the Chachomim is misaking that the Baal should get title. But where the paper belonged to the Ishe even before she gave the fee to the Sefer, then the Chachomim were not misake. So the only way that he should be kosher is if the Isha will explicitly be makne the paper to the Baal. Come of Tal, they were makne to Mevachulyore Masnis, and he can say, the person who saw the Isha, he said, it's Gito, the Yishlein, and the Mosley, Tchuyah, the Gisevis, or Klav, the Baal, or the Shemisenes, Raksive, the Ravashe, the Poshib, the Neymashmalei, Daira Biklap Shalom. Now this is a very important thesis. V'chesed b'ksav yodei v'achirim chesed. V'im teima. In other words, so the pashtus of the Gemara is that the raya is from the Mishnah in Edyes from Shtor Alvoy. Because the question is, how was the Shtar Halvoy that was presumably written on paper, parchment belonging to the Zokei, who was the Malveh, how was it valid? There's Aloch of Sefer HaMakne. So the Makne, and who is the Makne in Shtar Halvoy? The Lev. So it's a Raya that there is a Chazoke that the Zokei was Makne, the paper, the parchment to the Lev. So in the same way, there is a chazoket, that's what the Gemara said, that the Isha was makne, the parchment, the tablet, to the Baal. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring it away. But Liflug, the Raya is from Shtor Alvoy, so that would imply that the Aloha of Sefer HaMakne applies to Shtor Alvoy as well. But one thing is mistaba. I mean, Tesis assumes that the Kosov of Sefer HaMakne is only a prerequisite in Shtar Kinyan, not in Shtarai. There are two kinds of stars. There is Shtar Kinyan, there is Shtarai. But Shtar Kinyan means like Shtar Matone and Shtar Mechire, when the Kinyan is through Shtar. Karka is nicknamed because of Shtar Chazoke. But suppose it's a Mechira and the Kinyan is through Chazoke, the Kinyan is through Kesef, but he gives him a Shtar on the Rai Baalme, he shouldn't have to produce all Eidim. I mean, the Eidim would come to Besden and testify all the time. So he gives him a Shtar. Then there is no requirement of Sefer HaMakne. Sefer HaMakne is only a requirement in Shtar Kinyan. So it's aloche, if it wasn't written on the paper belonging to the makne, to the neisein, or the meicheya, in case where the kinyan is through shtar, then it's not valid. But where the kinyan is not through the shtar, let's say, the kinyan is through kesef, and then he gives him shtar on the Rai Baalme, so what difference does it make on whose paper it was written? Whether it was written on the paper of the Meicher, the Makne, or on the paper of the Ikeach. What difference does it make? If the Kinyan is through shtar, so it's aloche of Sefer HaMakne. But if the Kinyan is through Kesef and the shtar is only executed as evidence that there was a Mechire, so what difference? As far as the Rai is concerned, the same Rai, we have the same Rai, no matter on whose paper it was written. So that's Mistaba. So the question is, in Tesis assumes in the Kashe that the Shtar Alvoye, in order to be given from the Chosim Shubodim, so the Shtar only has to be Shtarai. Doesn't have to be Shtar Kinyan. Why? Because, so that's how, so Mele, what kind of a Rai is it that Isha Yod Laknui, maybe Isha Lo Yod Laknui, and maybe Zokain is Lo Yod Laknui either. But how was it good? It was good because here, the purpose of the Shtar Alvoye was not for Kinyan, because insofar as Mechirin is concerned, you have to have a Shtar, and Milwal Peis also gave him Mechiret. But only as far as to be given from Mikuches, from Chosm Shabodim is concerned. So Milwal Peis not gave, only Milwal Shtar. So for that, he doesn't have to become Ishtar Kinyan. It only has to be Ishtarai. In other words, the Chachomim or Misakin, that the Milwal Peis is not given from Chosm Shabodim. But in Milve Bishtar, as long as the Milve is a Milve Bishtar. So what do you mean in Milve is a Milve Bishtar if it is backed up by the Rai of Shtaris? So in order to, that the milveh should be milveh bishtar, all the shtar has to be, is to be ishtarai. Not even ishtarai, ishtarai it can be even if it's not in Sefer HaMak. That's the iskash. Fim tira mayin ishtarai bo yiliget, dein omel leraye, ba'afil b'milveh alpeh, o yegeven mishabdeh, iloi mishum dein lokol, kidam rinom b'chesko sabbatim, diman di yaziv b'tzine yaziv, ומחש יש לי קהילה מן המחסד יבאידים גאי ומחוסם משבודים נאו דזה מחלקס נגמורים ולפסרי מחלקס עדן ולפסרי whether שיבודי דרייסי או שיבודי לב דרייסי one מנדומה and we pass on like מנדומה שיבודי is דרייסי the מנדומה who says שיבודי דרייסי he holds that me דרייסי even a milval pays gave from the חוסם נחיר Even Milval Peis gave Mechosim Lechayim. But the Chachomim are misakein that Milval Peis should not be capable of being given from Mechosim Lechayim Mishum Psidid Lekuchas. What did I say? The Chachomim are misakein that Milval Peis shouldn't be capable of collecting from Mechosim Lechayim. I think I had a slip of the tongue and I said should not be able to be given from Mechosim Lechayim. Is the Chachomim Misakin that the Milval Peh should not be capable of collecting from the Likuches because of the Likuches. Imagine if every Milval Peh could be given from Likuches. So a Milval Peh so doesn't give enough notice to the Likeach. Mila Bishtar has a call, you know, Ishtar. Ishtar is executed, you know, and it is conducive to notoriety. In other words, it becomes famous. People start talking about, oh, Ishtar was executed. But Milval Peh can be done, you know, furtively, clandestinely, and no one will know about it, even if they are aiding. So it will not arouse notoriety. So many Elikeach will buy, let's say, the Nechosim of the Leive, and he won't even know that there is a shibut on those nechosim. So it will be detrimental to the Likeach. So because of that, the Chachom, in order that the innocent Likeach should not suffer loss, so Chachom Mamisake, that the Milval Peh should not be capable of collecting from nechosim, from Likuches. But the Milval Bishtar, so it has a call. So it's not conducive to Pseidet Likuches. So Chachomim are not misakin. If they are not misakin, so it's a Kmino Adereis. And Midereis say what imposes the Shibut? The Shtar imposes the Shibut. The Milveh imposes the Shibut. Because Midereis, even a Milval Peh, is capable of giving from Likuches. So it's not the Shtar that imposes the Shibut. So midraise, the milveh imposes a lien on the nechosim of the leive, so that the milveh will be able to collect even when the nechosim are sold to a lekeach. But chachamim misakim shimstidil kuches, that milveh peh should not be able. But the only misakim the milveh peh shouldn't be able to be given, because it has no call. But the milveh bishtad has a call, they want misakim. So it's a kmina de raise. So mele the milveh imposes the shibut. The milveh has to be capable of being proven for the rai of shtores. So all the shtar has to be the shtarai. For shtarai there is no requirement of sefer hamak. That's what Jesus has been tina. My instoral for illegal in a rai fulfilled milveh peh he gave me shabt. Iloi mishum dein lekol, ki da amrinum b'cheskes abatim, diman di yaziv b'tzine yaziv, so there is a psidi lekuches. Umecha sheish lekol amrinum amirisot dey obeidim, gave him a chos b'shebodim. If Ruvain sells his sode to Shimon, let's say he gives him $10,000 for the sode. And then, Shimon, who gets the $10,000 is Mikabla Chais. What does a Chais mean? In case the Malvek takes away the Sode, because there was a Liyan Shibut on the Sode, so then we'll have to refund the money he got from Shimon, from Ruven. Shimon is Mishayv himself. So Mecha Sodei Obeidi. So the Aloch is that he can collect even from the Chosmi Shibotim. Shimon can collect the money, recover the money he paid him, so even from the Chosmi Shibotim. But it's not a Mu'ul Bishda, because man dizobin, so it's not Bitzine. When you sell Isode, so that arouses the call, and people know about it. So there is no Pseidel Kochetz. He was neglectful. He could have found out, because many people know about it. But Alvoya, you couldn't find out, because usually when a person bows, he feels embarrassed that he bows. So it's done, you know, clandestinely, furtively. So there is a Pseidel Kochetz. So we see that in order to be given from the Chosmi Shibodim, he does not have to have Ishtar. For I, Hamecha Sodei Obeidim, there is no Shtar. Still, the Likeach who gave the money, he wants to get a refund, and suppose the Mecher who received the money spent it already, and he can even collect from the Likuches, because there is no Pseid Likuches. Vinesling matone or mechlin sodis, the pom shall you knuy in el bishda, kin sodin is sunaloch, or in choloch, the gamastor is halo, or your case if a som, vahim his sotesis mentions another pshat. If he pshute, it doesn't appear like that. If he pshute, it appears from the Mishneh that this elderly gentleman, he owned everything, and the villagers, all paupers, they owned nothing. They were nothing. And the Rai is from Shtor Alvoye, and from the Tisus Reed, it's mashma, that the Rai was from Shtor Alvoye. Now look into the Tisus Reed, you'll see. Toshma, Fuyit Alfar, Kotten, Shri Yerushalayim, Voye Shom Zokeach, Voye Malva Chob Nikfar, וכייסי ברכסב יודי ואחרים חייסני ובמאי סלטני חכומים ויכשירו ומאי ובינון סיבה מקנון פירש בו בינון שעלי ויקנו לי כקוי סוף וישתבדם לי בסבי וישתבדם לי בספר וימסה לי למלווה הספר כוסו ולקה So he spells it out that the raya is from Shtralvoy not like this אלעב משום דהו זוקים הווה מקנה לו ויואב לי ושפר הווה סיפה מקנה ואם כן נוכנמי אישו ותלמוז סודן גם נוכנמי אישו ותלמוז זוק משם יולקנו יאווי שלו So this is really schilling on this. But this is, so not what this is really is, the Shtar Alvoye, in order to be given from Chosin Shibodim, has to be Shtar Kinyan. Not just the Shtarai. Shtarai. But Jesus mentions a very strong Rai. We pass like the Mandoma, the Chibuli the Rice. So Dvar Teiro, Echod Milvar Peh, Vechod Milvar Peh, yeah, if Milvar Peh is given because of Shibodim, and the Chachom no Misak Milvar Peh, not the Shibzei Lekuches. But, so, when is there Shibzei Lekuches? If it's in Milvar Peh, there is no Shtar. But if there is a Shtar, but the Shtar is not a Shtar Kinyan, so then it can be given. So that means then it's a Kmina de Raise, so the Milve imposes the Shibut. But the Milve, in order to impose the Shibut and the Nechosim of the Leve, has to be capable of being verified through the Rai of Shtar. So as long as the Shtar is the Shtar Rai, even though it's not ishtakein, so it's good enough. But this is rich, that's tesis. But this is rich, tesis the country, this is rich, tesis true. Meet the rice in the world pays also. But because of psiri del kuches, the chachomim or misakim in nuva or pe is not gave. So the chachomim with deta kone, the yomafkia, the shibut, that midraise, the mil, the halvoye, imposes upon the nechosim urle. The yomafkia, the shibut. And in order to be given a chosim shibodim, the shtar has to impose the shibut. So mele, the shtar becomes the shtar kinyan for shibut. So mele, if it is, it becomes ishtakinian for shibut. So mele dalo, the requirement of sifra makne applies. Does it is rigid, but if it is not like that. So mele tesis explains the Gemara. No, it's not that this elderly gentleman in that kvar owned everything, and the villagers were paupers, they owned nothing. The elderly gentleman was rich, and the villagers were also well-to-do. Maybe the elderly gentleman was richer, but he was also well-to-do. But he was a very noble person, and he was the only one who went out of his way to give loans to all the other villagers. But they also owned property. Samuel, since he was such a wonderful person, that he lent money whenever a villager needed money, so he lent him, so they all felt indebted to him. So Machmas HaKorah stayed there, they probably transferred to him Bimatone, a piece of land too. In other words, they were very rich, I mean, the villagers, but they were not as generous as this elderly gentleman. But they felt indebted to this elderly gentleman. You know, if somebody's in business, he needs big capital, you know, to in order to promote his business. And this elderly gentleman enabled them, you know, to be in business. So they felt indebted. So as a token of appreciation, so from time to time, a villager used to give Matone a small piece of land. So then they were the Makne. But he was richer than they, and he was involved, he had to get stores, I mean, and, to get stores for the get stores. So mainly he owned the paper, but the other villagers, they owned property, but I mean real property, kakois they owned, but paper not, parchment not. Some mele who, on whose parchment were written the shtar matone that the villagers they gave to the zokin, on the zokin's parchment. So then it's a song, it's a frama. Nearly four is nearly more than Mr. Keep me shame out of here. That may be recently taken a Islam at Tony and Nicholas Sodi, the Pomish Lady Queen, or your Bishta, King Sodi in the Sumaloch on the Huloch, Namastori Soilu, or your case if he's some Vahirim Hitzman. Anyway, we have a machlekes between Tasves and the Tasis Street that Shtar Halvoye is given from the Hosmish body. Does it have to be Ishtar Kinyan in order to be given from Chosim Shibodim, or it only has to be Ishtarai? So from Tesis it appears, according to the Mandoma, there is a Machlekes. Kufain hei om beis in Borobas. Oma gule, dvar teo echod nu e bishtar. Vi echod nu va al pe, geve me chosim nechayet. Geve me chosim shibot. Mai tan me shibuli de reis. Vela mai tan omo nu va al pe ne geve el me chosim nechayrim, mishim sere zoi kuchas. I hoche nu e bishtar nam. Should not be able to be gave because it the likuches will suffer a loss. Because usually, if the likeach knows there is a lien and a shibut and a certain sode, he will not buy. So how did he buy it? Because he didn't know. So the shumsir likuches, the chacham should be sakel that the new bishtar should not be able to be given from likuches either. So the Gemara says no. If it's mila bishtar, so that avouses notoriety. So it might know, of course, that the likeach didn't know, but he could have known if he had made an investigation. He would have found out. And if he didn't find out, means he wasn't prudent enough to make inquiries. So it's his own fault. He was negligent, he was neglectful. So the chachamim don't have to protect him when he could protect himself. So he might suffer loss even without being negligent. So mele the chachomim had to protect. So the Gemara says, when the Gemara is the kashi ochemil bishtam ame, the Gemara is the teres, hosom inu ninu dafsida nafshai. That's all. Now let's see the Rashi. Dvar teiro echod nu bishtar v'echod nu al pegim chos mishabod. Where do we have such exerz hakosuf? So Rashi says, Yeitzi avoyish ha-shatonei shebe, Yeitzi lecho avit ha-chutzo. So that means that Bezdin can live in attachment on the property of the debtor. So that means she be the rice. But there he talks about mash. So the Rashbam says, so we see from this Rashbam, that's very important, that the Rashbam emphasizes, so even according to Mandoma, who says she put it rice, and we passed like that Mandoma. So there is, what does she put the rice mean? That the milvah pay me the rice. Can collect from the kuches, so it's only kakois, but mitaltali he cannot collect. The question is, Rashbam says we learn it out from the posik, and avet is mitaltali. What is an avet? Something that a mashkin, I mean something that is portable. So the answer is, a mashkin means that the leiva declared it as security. So then, if he declared it as security, so then he certainly, if he declared, let's say, a diamond ring as security, so then he should his hal. Mashein kein mitaltelin, that was not declared as security. So that Shibut is not hal on it, but mikakois, something that is immovable. So Shibut is hal, even though it was not declared as security. So in other words, the Rashbam Shiti is that if we say Shibut the Raise, so it only applies to kakois, not to mitaltalin. Unless a mitaltalin, a certain chattel, let's say diamond ring or anything, was given as security. So then a shibud is hal. But minastam, shibud is not hal a mitaltalin, it's only hal Ankakois. That's the Rashbam Shiti. The Rashbo at the end of Kedushin is Chilik and the Rashbam. I mentioned it because it's very important. The Rashbo at the end, Mamish, the last Rashbo in Kedushin, he says that according to Mandoma, we passed like that, the Jibude is the Raise, so me the Raise, a Malve can collect from Likuches, even from Italta. In other words, we say that if the katvoy, in other words, from the nechosim, the town, the possession of the leve, he can even collect when the nechos from his coat too. The glimmer katvoy, yes, he has a coat, so a very expensive coat. Let's say it's a woman and she has a mink coat, so it's worth maybe $10,000. So the malve can collect if the woman who has a mink coat in her ownership, so has it in her possession, the malve can levy an attachment on the mink coat and collect the debt. That's minay. But suppose she had a mink coat at the time she bought $10,000, then she sold it to another lady. So then the malve cannot collect the mink coat that is in possession of the likuches. Likuches, that's min rabbono. But mit the reise, according to Mandoma, the shibule the reise and we pass like that, so the malve could collect even from the mink coat that is in the possession of the likuches. That's what the Rashba says, not like the Rashba. But since the Chachomim were misakein, that Mishum says the Likuches that a Milva or Peh should not be able to collect, but only a Milva Pishtah. So a Milva Pishtah, so he can collect, so only from Kakois he can collect, because by Kakois he can collect milve bishtar, but from italtel not, because kakoyes. So if it's milve bishtar, so mele everybody there is a call, but in regard to italtel there is no call. Let's say when he saw the soul to the keach, so people know about it, you see, but when somebody sells mitaltolin, so people don't know about it. So even by milvah bishtah, so there is a psidil kuchas. That's the Rashboshite. But the Rashbam is chelik. The Rashbam says v'ho adinim kakoy, implying but mitaltolin, that you cannot be gave even with the reise from lekuchas. But that's not on the basis of Shibud Nechosim, that's on the basis of Shibud Aguf. But on the basis of Shibud Nechosim, you could only be gave from Kakois, but not from Metaltalin. And according to the Rashbo, if we say Shibud the Raise, you could be gave from the Kuchasim Metaltalin. Alright. Now, then the Rabbi Omar, Dvar Teiro Echod Milva Bishtar, ויחוד מלווה על פה נגיב אלו מחוסם נחיר מי תאימה שיבוד אליו דרייסה ומתם אומרו מלווה פשטר יגיב אלו מחוסם משבודים כאילו של תינול דלס בפני לוב תינול דלס בפני לוב הוסם נעמה יוחם מלווה על פה נעמה הוסם לסלי קולה alright so in other words רבי says just the reverse whereas Zula says the Dvar Teiro even Milva Alpe is given Mechos Mishabodim. Rabbi says the Dvar Teiro even Milva Bishtar is not given Mechos Mishabodim. Even Milva Bishtar is not given Mechos Mishabodim. But the Chachomim were Misakei that Milva Bishtar should be able to be given Mechos Mishabodim, because if the Malve in Milva Bishtar wouldn't be able to be given Mechos Mishabodim, so many a person would be hesitate to lend money. because why should he lend money that he will not be able, he'll not be able to collect? So then he'll lose all the money. So then the question is, even in a milval peh, so the answer is the chacham should misake that even milval peh should be able to be gave. Why? Because shalitin d'alzalom. So the Gemara says no. Because if it's a milval bashtar, so then and there is a call some mele. It would deter people from it, but if the halacha is that milval peh is not able to be given, but milval bishtar, yes, it will not deter people because milval bishtar has a call, but milval peh does not have a call. And we pasken like the mandoma. We pasken like the mandoma that var teiro echot milval peh vechot milval bishtar. He gave him a chos mishabari. Now, so we see from this thesis. From this thesis, Loshman thesis says, V'im teima, mayin yeshtar alvoy liget, de'inom elo l'rayev, afil mil val pe, ho yogivim mishabde, iloy mishum de'in lekol, piramuches sabat imam yazv, bitni yazv, the taste of shiti is that only a libidi ule. So ishtar alvoye to be given from the chosim shibodim does not have to be sefer amakri. But a libidi di rabbi that var teiro echot milva alpe vechot milva bishtar is given a chosim shibodim and the chacho is ene given a chosim shibodim. And the Chachomim are misaking that the milva bishtar is given from the chosim shibodim, so then it has to be ishtar kinyan. So the machlekes between the thesis, reading thesis, is only a libidi ule. But a libidi rabbe, even thesis will agree. Even thesis will agree that the daloche of Sefer HaMakne applies to ishtar alvoy. In other words, only a libidi ule. Taisa Shita is that it doesn't apply the requirement of Sefer HaMakne. But Alibi de Rabbe, even Taisves will agree that it has to be Ishtak. Now, there is another machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rashbo in Gdushin and other Rishayim. The Loshen of the Gemara is Rabo Ma Dvar Teire Echod Milva Ope Vechod Milva Bishta is gave him Chosim is any gave him Chosim Shabbat. So mit Reis even in Milva Shtar is not gave. So then old Rishayim has the Kashi that how does the Gemara say milva aksuv beteiro kiksuv bishtadam? Kiksuv bishtadam, in other words, what is milva aksuv beteiro like being a ben or mazik? The question is, can a nizek be gave from the chosim shibodim of the mazik? It's a milva alpe. I mean, who writes torahs in case of mazik? I mean, it could be written, but it's not usual. Somebody decides to be mazik, he's not going to give him ishtar. Listen, I was mazik. Maybe if he's pressured, he'll do it. But merzeni atev is not going to do it. So, milve aksuve beteiro is usually a milve alpe. Milve alpe. Mazik, chevel, pina ben is also milve aksuve beteiro. So it's a ishtar, I mean, that Yisrael, he has a pro, so should write ishtar to the king. Listen, I owe you 5 shloim because I had the firstborn son. It's not usual. It could happen, but it's not the usual thing. So every milva aksuv beteiro means something that the Torah was mechayev a person. In contrast to alvoy, Halvoy, the Torah was not mechayev to pay, let's say, that Reuven should pay $1,000 to Shimon. But Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so he's mechayev. So that means the chiyuv is grounded in his own ischayves, because he borrowed money, so he promised to pay. But Mazik doesn't promise to pay. His Mazik, Chevel, doesn't promise to pay. Somebody has a pro, he doesn't promise, he's not mishaiv himself to the Kehen. Some in Mele, it's a milvrak suva b'teil. In contrast to Shtal Voye, so that he is grounded in his own ischayves, in his promise. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara, but a milva ksuva b'teiro, ki ksuva b'shtar damye. So that means that Yize, ki Nerbal, a Kayan could collect from the kuches. Or we say milva ksuva b'teiro, laf ki ksuva b'shtar damye. So it's like milva alpe. It's like milva alpe, and the milva alpe is not given from the kuches. So that Mandoma says a Nizek, a Nerbo, a Kayan cannot collect from the Lekuchas, cannot collect. So all the Rishayim has the Kashi. All the Rishayim has the Kashi. According to Rabbi, who says that Dvarte, Echod Mil Valpe, Echod Mil Bishtar, is a Negevim Chosm Shibodim. So how is it Shaykh to say? To discuss whether milva ksuva b'teiro ksuva b'shtar damye or not ksuva b'shtar damye, what difference does it make? Whether it's ksuva b'shtar according to Ule, we understand, but according to Rabbi, that dvar teiro echod milva alpe echod milva b'shtar is eino geve mechosim shibodim. And only with Rabbonon and Mil Bishtar is gave Mechos Mishibodim. Because in order shall it tinnel delis Milo.